freedom and responsibility. Mankind was given free will, as denoted by the two inclinations symbolized by the doubling of the Hebrew letter Yud in the word Yetzer, when used to describe the creation of man, as mentioned in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Notably, the word Yetzer, when used to describe the creation of animals, only uses one yud, because animals only have one inclination, in other words, their instinctual drive, Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Yet, mankind has both a good inclination and an evil inclination. Additionally, it is important to understand that there are consequences for the choices we make in life, as is written. I have set before thee life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore choose life that thou mayest live. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. If we follow our good inclination with focusing on Hashem, and performing the mitzvot, the commandments, and doing good deeds, we will receive blessings in our lives. Conversely, we permit our evil inclination to get the better of us, the consequences are described as curses that appears in the form of negativity. We need to establish our proper conduct in this world. We are commanded to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 16. This includes making rational decisions for ourselves in accordance with God's will. We also need to accept responsibility for the choices that we make. If we err, there will be negative consequences. Doing good starts with awareness of the struggle between the Yetzer Tov, good inclination, and the Yetzer Hara, evil inclination. Hashem encourages us to choose the good by way of his promptings. We may do so by attempting to rein over the emotions and desires of our heart that could otherwise lead us astray. Our rational mind needs to be set above this struggle in order to make the right decision in any given moment. Sifting through our subjective experience, we need to sort out right from wrong. We need God's directive in order to do so. So how can we maintain our values in the face of opposition from our inclination to remain free, responsibilities, throwing caution to the wind, and giving in to the desires of our heart and the pleasures of this world? We need to have a strong sense of self-esteem rooted in our identity and religious belief or ethical or moral practice. Otherwise, we may be inclined to look elsewhere for inspiration and wind up disregarding the practical application, the commandments, morals, and values in our lives. We also need to nurture our belief and practice and strengthen our resolve through routine and community, as well as a dependence on God in all things. Additionally, we need to guard ourselves against low self-esteem because it can give way to self-doubt. Ultimately, the nature of our worth does not rest upon our own estimation of ourselves, rather who we are in God's eyes. If we seek to please him by following his will, then it is also inconsequential when others view us disparagingly. Our sense of self should not be based upon others' perceptions. Each and every individual person is actually on their own unique path. Even like-minded people following the same path have to walk that path alone, regardless of who is accompanying them. We are each accountable for our own lives, responsible for the ways that we follow. No one else can live our life for us. We must be content with who we are, and if not, we should endeavor to excel in improving ourselves. As is written, and to him that ordereth his way aright, will I show the salvation of God, as mentioned in Psalms chapter 50, verse 23. So let us strive to overcome our lesser inclinations for the sake of our greater good.